Here, post July 4th, day number 5 of the 7th month of 2023 is underway as we welcome in Emporia Main Street Executive Director Casey Woods. Casey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys this morning?
Doing good. How was your 4th, my friend?
It was fantastic. Bernie Toso and I think Mike Schumann and half of the contractors in town got together, and they did a great job putting on the show, and seemed like everybody was firing fireworks off. It was a giant no-fly zone for birds over the past few nights, but it was definitely a beautiful show.
It was.
Yeah, and hopefully the fireworks stands here will finish with a bang today, too, because that's where our fireworks money comes from.
Exactly.
Of course, those people buying spaces here in town. So, yeah, good day and good 4th of July holiday. And No time for rest now, though, is there, Casey?
No, we'll roll in today with the Veterans Banner drawing, so we'll be looking for that live video coming up this morning a little later on. We'll be drawing for 18 banner spots, which means 18 people will be really happy and 162 people, probably not so much, but it's been a great program, and we're excited to have another year of the Veterans Banner Drawing. Still fantastic interest in the program, and we've helped that particular program pop up all over the state of Kansas and beyond. So we're excited for this year's Veterans Banner Drawing, and this is our 9th year. Next year will be 10 years.
Wow.
So we're excited to see that program continue to grow. We'll have Start Your Own Business class information out soon. We've had a lot of people asking about that. That'll run in October, but we typically start putting information out at the beginning of August. We might get that up a little earlier because of all the advance interest this year. So be looking for that at EmporiaMainStreet.com. It's a great way to learn how to start up your own entrepreneurial idea and make that function as a great opportunity for you and your friends and family. Our annual meeting will be on July 20th, so we'll have that luncheon meeting at the Lyon County History Center, great venue for events, and we'll be giving out a variety of different awards, talking about this past year, and then making some announcements for the upcoming year. We'll have information for the annual meeting on our website at EmporiaMainStreet.com, where you can drop by the office, but save the date for July 20th. It'll be a great meeting. We've also had a ton of advance interest for the Great American Market. So I know we have some locals that like to wait till like a couple days beforehand, and we always have to say,
I've done that
sorry.
Before.
Yeah. Sorry, we're full. But this year, I'm putting out the advance warning. If you're interested in being a booth vendor at the Great American Market, get your entries in. We have people from further away than ever, renting more booth spaces than ever. So go ahead and get your entries in either at EmporiaMainStreet.com or drop by the Emporia Main Street office and pick up a form, because we have a ton of people already signed up for the Great American Market. It's one of the several different events or activities that we have where there's discounts for members participating, and we're in our investor drive right now. So if you've thought about supporting Emporia Main Street as a business or a nonprofit or just an individual within the region, we have our investor levels up at EmporiaMainStreet.com, and we'd love to talk to you about being a part of the Emporia Main Street organization. And then August 21st will be the Welcome Back Block Party for ESU and FHTC students, and that's one of the free benefits of membership. You get to highlight what is going on in the region to all those new FHTC and ESU students. And we're excited for the progress that both of those institutions are making towards bringing new people to the region.
That is something cool for back to school every year. And that is a huge event downtown, just another huge event from Emporia Main Street in downtown Emporia. So all those, you mentioned the veterans banners, and you're correct, Casey. It's hard now to go to a community where you don't see, you know, some kind of veterans banner or signage, you know, around communities, and this has really taken off. And I assume that a lot of people have come to you with questions on how to get something like that started. Would I be correct in saying that?
Yeah, we have people from throughout the state of Kansas that I want to say it's at least once a month, sometimes this time of year, when we get closer to Veterans Day, we have a lot more traffic. And then we've had a lot of other states contact us. For some reason, the Pacific Northwest has been contacting us a lot lately for that particular program. So, it's a great thing as being the founding city of Veterans Day, trying to get the information out so people can honor their veterans the way we have.
Speaking of veterans, just want to let people know that the website is now launched for EmporiaFreedomFest.org for the big Freedom Fest event coming up in November. So they're getting started early. I know Emporia Main Street, a big part of that. So a lot going on. Casey, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good day.
You too.
Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street, here this morning, KVOE Live and Local 655. Good morning.
Attention shoppers, get ready for a grand opening extravaganza at the all-new Goodwill in Emporia.